What's up, Disruptive Innovation? It's your girl, Nikki. I'm going to do a tiny little segment. We're going to get back to some knowledge with Nikki. And I'm just going to take you through what I feel like God has had on my spirit and on my heart. You know how I do it with you guys. I just speak real freely and I give you anything that I feel like God gives me to share. So, I was just kind of speaking to God and like deliberating with him. And one of the questions that I was kind of going through was an identity question in the sense of, you know, who am I and where am I? Just trying to do like a little checkup, like a self-check. And what I really got almost instantly is I got joy. All of a sudden, I felt like really joyful and I felt very light and loose. And then I realized that thinking about who God is and who Christ is and that he's the king, right?
Yes.
Like that's his positioning. And in a palace, you think of somebody that's extremely rich or extremely wealthy or extremely well off. The way that they deal with people very freely. Because what is one resource to them? It's nothing. It's of no consequence. You know you have an abundance of it. And so I felt like what God had put on my heart was to give freely. And I feel like God has been calling me to give, look for
Awesome.
opportunities to give.
Awesome.
But I also felt like what he was saying is to forgive freely. And that was a big word. So, and I don't know, I'm not saying I know what's going to happen. This isn't something that I've even really kind of dug into on a mental basis or prayed about, but this is just an impression in my spirit. And I'm going to walk you through just kind of my process. And I invite you to process with me. I feel as if God has me in a season that he is preparing me to hear something or confront something that could be possibly traumatic. That he is preparing me, in a sense, for quote unquote bad news.
Ooh.
And I feel like what he's doing is he's preparing my spirit. And with God, and because he's such a relational God, he's allowing certain things to come out little by little. I'm uncovering a process or I'm uncovering an area of my life very little by little. And I feel the reason that he's doing it this way is number one, to give me time to process. But also importantly, he is making a provision before there's a need.
Okay,
Right?
yes.
And I feel like that provision that is on my spirit and on my heart is forgiveness. So that's what God dropped in me. But here's the reasoning behind it. And I realized once I'm confronted with whatever it is that God is going to allow me to be confronted with, when I am able to meet a demand with an abundance of supply in obedience to Christ, right? And especially with talking about forgiveness. And if anybody's dealing with any sort of forgiveness issues in their life, I'm going to encourage you. Forgive quick and forgive abundantly. And here's why. We all know that forgiveness is for us. But when doing it like that and quickly and moving with the Spirit, what you're proclaiming is that you're proclaiming that identity, and this is what it went back to for me, the identity of Christ. See, you as Christ, as King, with an abundant supply of absolutely everything, means I don't lack in it. With me not lacking, that gives me the freedom to be able to go into my next transition, not looking like where I came from. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
So God just put that on my heart as a little knowledge, as a little insight. Walk in it, develop in it, let it sit on your spirit, see where that takes you. Peace, love, family. That's what I got for y'all today.
So that's a little knowledge with Nick.
Bang.
Yo.